WFXX. Once again,
the Fox, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7, the Fox State College.
It is time for a feeling fine, a fantastic, a fabulous football Friday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Jeff Beyer, Scott Giese, and yep, it could be you. If you want to join the program, give us a ring at 814-954-7266.
Yes, you can legally say Football Friday now.
Oh, yeah.
High school football. Woohoo! And your general hosts are both going to be busy tonight. My buddy over here is doing the state high game.
That is correct.
Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
You've checked things out.
Get her done.
Everything works. The fireworks display, whatever scoreboard that you have.
All of the fun gadgets are ready to go.
That works. Okay. I'll be doing the Penns Valley game tonight. We don't have fireworks. We barely have a scoreboard. I think Amish mules, we got to make sure they're all ready to go so that the board stays powered and so on. Okay, it's not that bad, but you get the idea. High school football, and again, you said all five Center County teams are home tonight.
That is correct.
They all have a home game, which is a little unusual. I think I'd have to go back and look, but everybody's home. So Grange Fair, of course, continues. Well, two more days. This is day 8 of 9. I'd be curious to know how many folks, I guess, they're going to leave the fair maybe and go to a high school football game. We'll see what that goes. But yes, high school, it won't sink in until probably we start the game tonight. Like, is it really time? Is it really time? Here we go. All right, boom.
Off and running, baby.
Unbelievable. So yeah, high school football tonight. Enjoy your favorite team. All right, there we go. All right, some other quick things to start a Friday going into a very busy weekend.
We got that right.
Holy smokes. Now, first off, if somehow you haven't been outside yet this morning, it's pretty foggy. Not everywhere, but in a lot of spots. Hit some very dense patches on my drive into the studio this morning. So, Scott's annual plea, turn your headlights on, please. Turn your headlights on so we can see you. That's the important thing. I had several vehicles just sort of emerge from the fog this morning. Like, whoa, where'd that one come from? All right, please, please get your headlights on. Actually, I think it's supposed to get up to 80 degrees today, so it'll burn off at some point, but it's going to take some time. If you follow news, maybe you've seen this Hurricane Aaron out there churning away in the Atlantic. Some really big waves. Outer Banks of North Carolina, Virginia, I guess Maryland, Delaware, big-time waves and surges there along the shorelines. I saw some surging waves, I guess, going under houses. If you've ever wondered why some of those beach houses are up on stilts, that'd be the reason for days like, well, yesterday especially. All right, get them up off the ground, otherwise, whoosh. But hopefully it kind of went by and it's not a big deal. So there we go. Watch out for Sunday. Might get some rain on Sunday. Now, at the Grange Fair, that's move-out day on Sunday. Oh, that could be fun if we get any kind of heavy rain on move-out day. Ugh. Can you say mud? Yes, you can. So we'll see what happens. But for the last 2 days of the fair, today and tomorrow, looks pretty darn good. All right? So last chance to kind of get out to the fair. Of course, this weekend in State College will be insane. Insane. It's Penn State move-in weekend. Oh, my. Now, you've got a little guy. You haven't hit this yet.
No.
I did. Now, it's been a few years. I don't think it's changed that much. But move-in weekend is nuts because you're talking about, I don't have a number, 35,000 people whatever, maybe it's more, moving back into town, either if they're moving on campus to a dorm or they're moving downtown to an apartment building. You got cars and vans and trucks, and they're all jostling for position, and there isn't enough parking spaces, and where do I find a cart so I can take my kids' crap up to their room, blah, 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 blah. What fun. I remember in days of old, not me. I mean, I obviously living around here for a long time, I know what's going to happen. But for out-of-town parents, maybe bringing their freshman kid to Penn State for the first time for a move-in weekend, sometimes tempers can get a little testy. All right, like it's like, parents, didn't you realize it's not just your kid that's moving back there or moving in? It's all these other kids moving in. Let's take a chill pill, okay? Today, tomorrow, Sunday, let's take a chill. Everything's going to be fine. You'll eventually find a parking space. You'll eventually get a cart if you need to get a cart. You'll be fine. But other than that, oh, what a crazy time. And then the semester starts on Monday. Boom. Now, as far as the other local high schools or school districts, I should say, again, Phillipsburg started their classes yesterday. So they're up and running. Off they go. Boom. Everybody else, State College, Penns Valley, Bellefonte, Baldigal area, start classes on Tuesday, not Monday, Tuesday. I'm calling this the Grange Fair hangover. You need an extra day to get ready to go. The Grange Fair hangover. So enjoy your Grange Fair hangover. And the big, big, big fun for those folks kind of gets rolling on Tuesday. Okay, I need somebody to explain this to me. I do not understand.
All right, I'll try to explain.
Please, well, maybe you can, okay, because this is actually very close to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like to where you live. Right? It's very close to you. All right, one thing that has always driven me a little crazy, probably a lot of people too, is the price of gas. All right, if you ever notice the price of gas, whoop, 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 you know, it goes up, and then it kind of comes down.
I just that? Like that it's always cheaper in this area than just about anywhere else, though. That's we got that going for us. Oh, wait. No, that's not it at all. It's always
just
the opposite.
You want to retract that statement? Can somebody explain this to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back 2 days. So I'm driving to the studio. All right, I'm from Penns Valley. I'm driving to the studio, and at one point, I drive past a couple of convenience stores that are across the street from each other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be honest. One is a Sheetz. One is a Unimart. Yes, there's still a Unimart. There's a Unimart there, right across the street from each other. Okay, and
not a Wawa or a Rutter's.
Not yet. We'll see.
Okay.
Well, on that particular corner. No, you got Harner Farm on one corner, and you got a big car dealer on the other corner. No, that's not going to happen. All right, unless one of those goes away, and I don't see that happening. But anyway, and normally these two essentially have the same price for gas. All right, no surprise. All right, they kind of match each other. Okay, great. So 2 days ago, I'm driving to the studio in the morning. I drive past. Here, the price of gas is $3.39 a gallon. Which it's been for a long time at these locations, like $3.39 a gallon. Is that a little high? Yeah. Yes. Especially when I came down to Harrisburg, which I've done recently, and I gas up for like $3 a gallon. They're like, wait a minute, same gas, isn't it? So I drive by, $3.39 a gallon. Okay. Yesterday morning, I'm driving to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
I look over at the Sheetz. It's $3.59 a gallon, 20 cents in one day. And I'm like, whoa, what? Did something happen in the news? Did I miss something? What? I actually get here. I start searching, like, did I miss something? What's going on? Meanwhile, across the street, the Unimart is still $3.39. Okay. So yesterday, we're done with the show, get my work done. I'm heading out. I pass these two stores again. Well, look at that. The Unimart is now $3.57, actually. All right, 2 cents less. Ooh, $3.57. And again, I'm like, did I miss something? What happened? So this morning, here I come, driving to the studio. I look at the Sheetz. It's back to $3.39 again. And I'm thinking, okay, what the H? All right. It goes up 20 cents in one day. It goes down 20 cents in one day. Can somebody not do basic math? What the heck is going on here? Now, across the street at the Unimart this morning, it was still $3.57. So, now, unfortunately, today when I'm done with all my stuff, I have to go in a different direction. So maybe I'll have you look at this, all right? Because this is not far from you. I'm assuming by the time we're done with the show, like late this morning, the Unimart price will go back down. Can somebody explain to me, did I miss a news story or something? It goes up 20 cents in a day. It goes down 20 cents in a day. Is this somebody's idea of a joke?
Good one.
No, it's
got
not.
Us.
No, it's not a good joke. It's
what?
Like, what the heck's going on? I mean, if anything, you know, we talk about EVs, electric vehicles, all right? One of the very solid cases for getting an EV is that, okay, the price for electric doesn't do that. Whoop! Up in one day, down the next day. It stays rather constant. Now, it may inch up a little bit, and then periodically, like per season, it may go up or it may go down, but not like in one day. Not like that. Okay? It's not the way electricity works. All right? That's a commodity. It's not the way it works. So I could see when you've got these crazy up and downs with the price of gas, and think about this, all right? Whenever there's some international incident, I don't know, involving Iran or some oil-producing country, could be Russia, some oil-producing country, what happens to the price of oil? Whoop, up it goes, and immediately, bam, the price of gas, whoop, goes right up, doesn't it? I mean, it's not a slow thing. Bam, it goes right up. And again, when it comes back down, it's like, it's not the same, which is annoying. If you had an electric vehicle, that wouldn't happen. All right? The price is relatively constant over a period of time. Now, by the way, this is one thing I'm going to be watching, all right? The sales of EVs have gone down this year. People, I don't know, it's Trump or whatever, they're just not that much interested in buying an EV. Now, he has canceled that special discount for buying an EV, like tax-back discount, is going to end on September 30th. I don't know, $7,500 sticks in my mind. I think that's what the amount is, that you get some tax incentive or some incentive if you buy an EV. And again, Biden and friends kind of kicked this thing in a while back. Well, Trump killed it, or he's killing it. All right, September 30th is the date. So the thought, one thought here is there's going to be a surge of EV sales between now and September 30th because people that I want an EV, that's what I want. They want to take advantage of this discount. All right. I guess starting October 1st, I don't know, the prices, whoop, I guess, go up. But I'm really curious to see, A, is there going to be a surge of EV sales between now and September 30th? All right, if you're interested in that, keep that in mind, September 30th, okay? And then are sales just going to absolutely tank starting October 1st? Now, imagine you're a car dealer, all right, and you've got these EVs on your lot, and of course you want to move them, so you're probably going to make some big deals like in September. Well, what are you going to do in October? You're just going to be stuck with them? My thought is the car dealers are going to come up with some way to move these vehicles. They're going to do some special promotion, some special this, that, and the other thing. Okay? And so I'm going to be curious to see EV sales before September 30th. Could we possibly have even higher EV sales after September 30th, because the car dealers will be so desperate to move these vehicles, they'll promise pretty much anything. I've got a daughter. She owns an EV. Now, she got this one early this year. And she got the EV because her old car was kind of clunking along, wasn't doing good. A lot of repairs, not good. And the car dealer gave her an amazing lease. I mean, when she told me what she's paying, I'm like, are you kidding? It's like a giveaway, for goodness sakes. So she's got a 2-year lease for a pittance of money. And probably at the end of the 2 years, if she does what she's supposed to do, doesn't drive too much and all this sort of stuff, you know, miles and things, she's probably going to give the vehicle back to the dealer, because you can do that with a lease. And then she and her husband will figure out, okay, here's what we're going to do from here on out. I doubt she's going to buy it, although I don't know. Maybe the dealer will say, hey, look, we're desperate for you to keep this car. How about for this much money? We'll see what it goes, okay? But I'll be curious to see, starting in the fall, after October 1, will some of these car dealers do amazing deals on EVs? All right? Keep an eye on that. And again, with the, I don't know if this is a Sheetz thing, up 20 cents one day, down 20 cents the next day. What the heck is going on? This would be an argument for getting an EV. You avoid that kind of craziness. Just a thought, all right? I would actually give a thought to checking one out if the price of gas and oil, it keeps going bananas. I might actually think about it. Ooh, I never said that before. So anyway, all right, interesting. What makes a controversy? Now, I have not been to the Cracker Barrel restaurant recently. I like it since State College. All right. Mm-hmm. I like their food. I like the inside. You know, it's kind of quaint, like a country store type feel, which they've always had. And you've got all these knickknacks, and they have a gift shop if you've never been in there. Free plug for them.
Well, you know it's a country store because it says it right there on the logo. Well, it says country store with the barrel and the fellow on the rocket chairs. A nice kind of all-inclusive logo.
Well, did.
What?
or at Walt.
You've got to be kidding me.
So apparently Cracker Barrel's leadership, again, it's amazing what's a controversy. They're apparently, I don't know, refurbishing their restaurants, and they're changing the logo. And, oh, my gosh, they announced that this week, and boom, on social media, everybody seemingly complaining about the new logo. It's boring. It's woke. Again, when you don't know what else to say, oh, it's woke, you just sort of throw that out there.
That's,
you know,
right.
It's boring and it's woke. I saw some video clip online of the interior of some Cracker Barrel restaurant somewhere, and yeah, it doesn't look anything like the old traditional layout where you've got tables and you got the little peg game on the table and you got stuff all over the walls and there's an axe over there and there's a saw over here. It looked like any other restaurant, all right, in this little clip that I saw. So at some point, maybe I've got to go over to our local Cracker Barrel, and if I can, I'll strike up a conversation with somebody over there like, okay, you guys have to do this stuff? I mean, I looked at the new logo, and I'm like, it does look rather plain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, from this clip that I saw online of a refurbished restaurant, it looks kind of plain. I mean, one of the cool things about Cracker Barrel is just the way it looks. All right? Now, for some of you, that's hokey. Okay, fine, then don't go. Go to some other place. Some of us actually like hokey. I'm a fan of hokey. Hokey's fine. And so you have all this rustic stuff on the walls and so on. They're actually going to get rid of a lot of that? All right? Now, Cracker Barrel's stock price took a dive yesterday because seemingly everybody is complaining about this. And so the thing here is, will they stick to their guns?
I don't know what you're talking about. Everybody complained. The CEO says they're getting rave reviews.
Yeah.
It's been very positive feedback she's gotten. I don't know where you're getting this from.
Well, to the five people that they're talking to, apparently. Let's see if this sticks. I mean, this reminds me, for folks who are old enough to remember, this reminds me of Coca-Cola from like 40 years ago. All right, you remember that? They came out with the new Coke. Oh, everybody says it's great. And they came out with the new Coke, and people hated it. And within a relatively short period of time, they suddenly had two versions of Coke.
Ta-da!
Remember that? They had the new Coke, and then they had the, quote, classic Coke.
Oh, yeah.
I think do they still call it classic Coke? I think they do, don't they?
I don't know.
I haven't had a Coke in a little while. I guess I'll have to go find. I think they still call it classic Coke. Folks, that's from 40 years ago. Hard to believe. Let's see if Cracker Barrel sticks with this. All right. When stock prices start tumbling, normally things start happening. All right. Let's see. And heads start rolling. All right. Let's see what happens in this regard. Anyway. And finally, did you see this story? This is hilarious. All right. This is a true story. Out in Las Vegas, somebody pulled a fast one. All right. There was a guy who apparently looks just like Justin Bieber. the singer, the entertainer. And apparently he, or maybe he had some helpers, went to the Wynn Las Vegas Hotel, which is a big hotel in Las Vegas. All right, we're not talking some hole in the wall. It's a big hotel. And somehow they convinced the people there, yeah, this is Justin Bieber. Hey, let him do some singing for people.
Oh, boy.
And so he actually gets up on stage. This guy is not Justin Bieber. He gets up on stage. I don't know, he's got tattoos all over himself or blah, blah, blah. And he sings a couple of tunes. And it took about two or three songs, according to one story, it took about two or three songs for the people at the hotel to realize, okay, this is not Justin Bieber. Oops. But before that, the Justin Bieber apparently ran up a bar tab at the hotel worth about $10,000.
Hey now. Well, get your money's worth.
$10,000 bar tab. Okay, yeah, Biebs. Yeah, there he goes. Okay. Before they finally realized, okay, this is not Biebs. And so he was like quickly removed from the stage. That's not against the law, is it? To impersonate somebody else? If somebody thinks you're somebody, you can get up on stage and sing, right?
I have not had the heart to tell. As you well know, when I'm out and about, very often, my doppelganger just happens to be Brad Pitt, and I keep getting mistaken for him, and sometimes I'll just sign, yep, that's, you got to meet Brad Pitt today. Pitt. Yeah, that's just my doppelganger. And I've heard Brad has similar things where, hey, are you the Penn State wrestling announcer? And Brad just signs Ironhead, and, you know, we both have learned to live with just being misidentified as the other.
Yeah.
And we just roll with it.
Okay.
Huh?
It must be tough being you.
Well, it's not easy.
Holy moly. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll let Brad Pitt here do the sports segment in the next segment.
Not actually, Brad. I just look exactly like
That's close enough. Justin Bieber, right? That's close. We have an open line program. There are so many things to talk about in the news today. I mean, we could be here till tomorrow. But we'll try to trim it down for you. And we'll take your calls, of course. You're listening to Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like coverlifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Feeling Fine Football Friday edition of Let's Talk. The high school football season kicks off tonight here in the Keystone State. That's my nickname for Pennsylvania.
That's a good one.
Kickoff tonight set for 7 o'clock for all five Center County teams, all of which will open up at home this season. State College will entertain Gateway. It'll be Belfont hosting Tyrone. Bald Eagle area will welcome in Huntingdon. Penns Valley is entertaining Bishop Guilfoyle. And it will be Phillipsburg Osceola hosting Central tonight. Again, all of the action will get underway at 7 o'clock opening weekend in high school football. A good night for soccer at Jeffrey Field last night as both Penn State teams, both the men and the women, opening up their home schedules with victories. The men playing their season opener against Stetson and picking up the 2-0 victory. Caden Grabfelder scored the game's only goals, one in the first half and one in the second half. And Penn State goalie Jonathan Evans earned the shutout. The Nittany Lions will hit the road for the first time on Sunday, visiting Army West Point in a 6 o'clock game. And the 14th-ranked Penn State women's soccer team earning an impressive 4-1 victory over St. Louis as the Nittany Lions even their record at 1-1. Aubrey Culpa had a couple of goals for the Nittany Lions. Caitlin McBean and Julia Raich each added a goal for Penn State in the victory. Mackenzie Gress got the victory in goal with 4 saves, and Penn State will be right back in action at home on Sunday, a 3 o'clock kickoff against West Virginia at Jeffrey Field. The returning national champion Penn State women's volleyball team will be opening up its season tomorrow. The second-ranked Nittany Lions will take on 12th-ranked Creighton in Lincoln, Nebraska as part of the AVCA First Serve event. That match is set for 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, and you can watch all of the action on FS1. The Penn State men's basketball team will be returning to the City of Brotherly Love. That's my nickname for Philadelphia. They'll be going there on November 15th to take part in the Basketball on Broad Autumn Invitational. It'll be a doubleheader inside Well, it'll always be Wells Fargo Center to me, but it'll be the Xfinity Mobile Center these days. Or actually, I think it's Xfinity Mobile Arena these days. Penn State will take on LaSalle, and then it'll be Syracuse going against Drexel. That'll be inside the home of the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off time and television broadcast designation to be announced. Okay. We don't have those just yet.
All right, don't have those yet.
Penn State will be entering its third season under the direction of head coach Mike Rhodes. Penn State brought in its highest-ranked recruiting class ever. And, of course, the Nittany Lions coming off a record-setting season in which they averaged 79.1 points per game. That is the most points a Penn State men's basketball team has ever averaged for a season. Jaden Kelora hit his first home run of the MLB Draft League season, and TJ Salvaggio homered for a second straight night, and the State College Spikes completed a three-game sweep of the Crosscutters, winning all three games by one run.
Whoa.
They won last night 6-5 at historic Bowman Field. The Spikes are now 15-18 in the second half of the season. Of course, the Spikes have already clinched the home designation for the MLB Draft League Championship game. That'll be at Medler Field at Lebrano Park by virtue of their winning the first half of the season. Not looking good for the Crosscutters to win the second half of the season after this three-game sweep that State College had. They are now eight games back of first-place West Virginia, and there are 12 games remaining in the season. So do the math there. It's not looking good for your Crosscutters.
Good luck with that.
Sorry, Williamsport fans. Spike starter Carter Holhaes got the win last night, improving to 2-2. He tossed five innings of one-run ball to get the victory. The Spikes will be back at home at Medler Field at Lebrano Park this evening. It'll be a two-game series against Mahoning Valley. The Scrappers and Spikes get underway at 6:35 this evening. And this will begin a stretch of six consecutive home games that will wrap up the home schedule for the Spikes this season. You might want to make note on your calendar, too. Tomorrow night is the ELGSES night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. They will be having some fun. Lots of Philadelphia-themed activities at the park tonight, but having some fun at the mayor's expense for the famous ELGSES. Still don't know. I mean, I get mistakes happen, but man, that is just...
That's a bad one.
That is
a big miss.
It's not like you missed a letter. You can understand, man, you get excited and you skipped over the A or you... ELGSES, right? Wait, what are you doing?
Not even close.
Yeah. Anyways, they're going to have fun with that tomorrow night, including jerseys that I believe are being auctioned off, and the jerseys will have ELGSES on them. So this is going to be a fun one tomorrow night. But get up if you've not been, or even if you have been, get up and take in some of the action. We're actually heading up on Sunday evening, and looking forward to that with the family as kind of a last night out before the school year begins.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pittsburgh Pirates are now 13.5 games out and closing in on the National League wild card race, heading into their showdown series with the Colorado Rockies this weekend. Somebody's got to win. Trying to build it up as much as I
good
can.
Good luck with that.
How'd I do?
No, okay.
That's
about
excitement.
The best you're going
to
get.
You've got to be at PNC Park to see this one.
Whoa,
first game will be at 6:40 tonight between two of the worst teams in baseball. Rockies are unquestionably the worst team in Major League Baseball this season. Pirates are actually Third from the bottom right now, the Washington Nationals are also have a worse record in the National League. So Pirates got that going for them. Not only are they not the worst team, they're not even the next to worst team yet. Let's see how this series goes in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Braxton Ashcraft will get the start for the Buccos tonight. 6:15 will be the airtime on Sports Radio 98.7 the Fox. The Bucks, by the way, did in fact call up pitching prospect Bubba Chandler. Maybe a little buzz around the ballpark. He'll be available for the series. Expected to come out of the bullpen here to start his major league career, but he is projected as a big time starter in the not too distant future. Then again, it'll be neat to see if ultimately Paul Skenes and Bubba Chandler both go to the New York Yankees or Dodgers and kind of reunite and start winning World Series somewhere else. Philadelphia Phillies will open up a three-game series against the Washington Nationals, the aforementioned woeful Nationals, tonight at Citizens Bank Park. First pitch is set for 6:45. The Phillies now have a 7-game lead over the New York Mets in the National League East. The Mets actually lost to those Nationals yesterday. Taiwan Walker will get the start for Philadelphia tonight. The Pittsburgh Steelers concluded their preseason schedule with a rousing 19-10 victory over the Carolina Panthers. I'm trying to build up excitement for the Steelers.
Go.
Skylar Thompson. Might there be a quarterback controversy in Pittsburgh?
No.
Thompson completed 11 of 13 passes for 162 yards. He completed 11 more passes in this game than Aaron Rodgers has in all three preseason games combined, ladies and gentlemen. That's amazing. He connected on a 24-yard touchdown pass with Lance McCutcheon, no relation to Andrew McCutcheon, different spelling of the last name, and actually different spelling of the first name. Come to think of it, Lance and Andrew spelled completely differently.
Yeah, how about that?
Rookie Ben Sauls also connected on four field goal attempts for the Steelers. Note of concern coming out of last night's game, defensive end Derek Harmon, the first-round draft choice, sustained a knee sprain. According to head coach Mike Tomlin, he was carted off the field. He'll be evaluated, but the injury to the 21st overall pick in the draft was termed significant by Tomlin in the post-game press conference last night. The Steelers will open up the regular season on Sunday, September 7th at 1 o'clock at the New York Jets.
Okay.
My attempt to build it up.
Yeah,
the returning Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles will close out their preseason schedule tonight at the aforementioned New York Jets in a 7:30 kickoff. Also, a note of concern here for the Eagles. Receiver Johnny Wilson will not play this season. He is going to undergo surgery on his knee and ankle. The Eagles will be kicking off the NFL's regular season in the Thursday night game on September 4th, hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Go Eagles.
Interesting opener.
Very
interesting.
Yes. Will Micah Parsons be there is a question right now. And it seems very much a question at the moment. Although Jerry Jones seems very optimistic that they'll get it done. We shall see.
Yeah.
The college season gets underway tomorrow with Kansas State hosting Iowa State at 12 noon in the opener. With the Irish history of those two schools, they're of course playing that game over in Dublin, Ireland.
The Irish history.
Huh? Also tomorrow, UNLV will host Idaho State. Fresno State will visit Kansas. The showdown we've been waiting for, Sam Houston will visit Western Kentucky. And in a game that Scott and I feel we should be covering here for Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, but management has not responded to our request.
Oh, boy.
Stanford will travel to Hawaii. for a big early season showdown tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's not a Big Ten game.
It should be.
It should be.
Hawaii is a natural fit for the Big Ten Conference. I've been making this plea for decades now. A week from tomorrow, that's like 8 days away, the Nittany Lions will open their season against Nevada in a 3:30 kickoff at Beaver Stadium. Just between you and me, Penn State flying under the radar, I think they've got a pretty good team. Nobody else seems to be picking up on this, but they have some talent returning from last year's squad. And I actually think they have a chance to hit double digits in the victory column in the upcoming season. Just, you heard it here first, keep an eye on Penn State football this year. Flying under the radar, but I just have a feeling they could be decent this year. The SEC has announced it will be playing a 9-game conference schedule starting in 2026. That's like next year. The league says it's been considering this historic move for years. The decision was approved by the SEC's presidents and chancellors after a recommendation by the athletic directors in the conference. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey says adding a 9th SEC game underscores our university's commitment to delivering the most competitive football schedule in the nation. This format protects rivalries, increases competitive balance, and paired with our requirement to play an additional power opponent, ensures SEC teams are well prepared to compete and succeed in the college football playoff, maybe someday even as well as the Big Ten schools have over the last couple of years. What? Is that out loud?
I was going to say.
Under the new format, the SEC will continue to play without divisions. Each school will play 3 annual opponents focused on maintaining traditional rivalries, and the remaining 6 games will rotate among the rest of the league opponents. Each team will face every other SEC program at least once every 2 years, and every opponent home and away over every 4-year period. Good job, SEC.
Okay, great.
Also, ladies and gentlemen, today, the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club will be holding its annual golf tournament over at the Penn State Golf Course.
That's why you're well-dressed. Okay.
That action gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning. My understanding is, a Brad Pitt lookalike is going to be handling the MC duties for the awards.
Better go out and find him.
Or something like that. Should be a very good time. A lot to celebrate right now with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. So, again, that tournament getting underway. Well, they'll be teeing off here in just about 16 minutes from now over at the Penn State Golf Courses. U.S. Open tennis tournament also getting underway this weekend. I think they're holding it in Flushing Meadow, New York this year.
Again,
my understanding. Yeah. Might want to check out that action if you are a tennis fan. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what I like to call sports.
All right, we'll take a break here. Seriously, folks, the guy walks in the studio here. I'm like, boy, he's awfully well-dressed today.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now I know why. There we go. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I've got a couple sportsy things again.
Oh, do you?
Controversy, controversy, controversy.
Oh, boy.
We're surrounded by them, folks. We'll get on to some newsy stuff later on. Oh, don't worry about that. And, of course, your calls, too, please. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers.
Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season. Heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Feeling Fine Football Friday edition. Jeff Byers and Scott Giese with you. Again, you can join the program by giving us a ring at 814-954-7266.
All right. A couple more sports things. We'll do the newsy stuff, you know, a little later on, all right? First off, buddy, I got some bad news.
Oh, no.
For you, all right? I'm just checking statistics here. Your Pittsburgh Pirates have lost 7 of their last 10 games. The Colorado Rockies, woeful as they are, have won 7 of their last 10 games.
Including a couple over the Los Angeles Dodgers, for crying out loud.
Are you nervous?
What is going on there?
It's just absolutely backwards there. So, anyway, my Orioles lost to Houston last night. They're still, if my birds can get back to 500 by the end of the season, that would actually be noted as a success. There are 9 games back now. Of 500.
If the Pirates get to 500 sometime in the next decade for a season, it'll be noted as a success.
You're going to pop the bubbly, huh? All right. Now, we mentioned this earlier this week. Down at Auburn University, they now have a pile of football championships. And I wondered at that time, okay, Penn State, you listening? And Joel Haas wrote a piece for statecollege.com, and he makes the case. Mm-hmm. Right, and he goes way back. Now, my Penn State football knowledge doesn't go back that far. He mentions 1911 and 1912,
right,
when apparently Penn State had just fantastic teams,
dominating defenses.
I'm not sure exactly who they played.
That's where linebacker you began.
1911? No, that's not true. 1911 and 1912. Of course, 94 is tossed in there. 69 is tossed in there. Hey, if Auburn can do it, I guess Alabama allegedly does something similar. Like, they just claim a bunch of national championships because somebody some year said they did. All right. Maybe Penn State should do the same thing. Anyway, something to think about. Let's see if Pat Kraft and friends do something about that. I don't know. That's up to them. Let's see. All right. The Hollywood Reporter is a well-known, like an entertainment outlet. And this week they came out with the 25 best sports movies of all time. All right, now if you're a sports fan, who would be on your list? The 25 best sports movies of all time. Some of these movies I've never even heard of.
What's the matter?
I've never heard of some of these. I won't go over the whole 25. Number one on their list is Raging Bull. Now, if you remember that was a great movie. Robert De Niro, pretty boxing, good. Jake LaMotta. That's actually from 1980. My gosh, I was still in high school at that point. I mean, that was a great movie. Martin Scorsese movie. Great movie. I mean, it really is. Number two, Hoop Dreams. Now, that's from the mid-90s. Hoop Dreams is actually a bit more of a documentary, and it was really long. It was like 3 hours long. I remember that movie, but okay. Number three, from the mid-90s, When We Were Kings, which is a movie about the fight between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman back in the mid-70s. Okay, I guess. Number four, Bull Durham. All right, I like Bull Durham. Bull Durham is a great baseball movie. Kevin Costner, a lot of stars in that movie. Okay, that's fine. That's great. And then I'm just going to stop there. All right, Breaking Away, which is a movie about bicycle racing from the late 70s. All right, that was a highly acclaimed movie. There's Rocky, by the way. Rocky. It comes in at number 8. And I'm thinking, okay, no. Come on, that's got to be higher than number 8. And by the way, only the original Rocky. None of the other ones, the sequels and so on. Rocky comes in at number 8. A cheerleader movie, Bring It On, comes in at number 9. Now, the person who wrote this thing says, we may get some flack, all right, because no offense to cheerleaders, it's a cheerleader movie. All right, so is that quote-unquote a sports movie? Well, it is for these folks, so they make the list. Mm. And then again, there's some movies there. I've never heard of them. A League of Their Own. What a great movie. Tom Hanks, Gina Davis. What, Madonna's in that movie? That comes in at number 11. Okay, really? Number 11? White Men Can't Jump comes in at number 12. That's Woody Harrelson, all right? He's in that movie. And then there's some movies here. Here's a movie, and I'm a soccer guy. Here's a movie called Offside. I've never heard of this movie. It comes in at number 14. This is a 2006. Now, maybe it's because this is not an American movie. This is made, where's this made? somewhere in the Middle East, I guess. This is a foreign film, if you will. So maybe that's the reason I've never even heard of this movie. There's two movies that I think should be on this list that are not even in the top 25. One of them is Field of Dreams. Field of Dreams is not even on the list. Hollywood Reporter, are you kidding? All right, that is one of my favorite movies, Field of Dreams. Love, love, love that movie. And another movie that I really do think should be on this list is Something for Joey. Now, hopefully you know, if you're a Penn State fan, you know that movie, Something for Joey.
Yeah.
John Cappelletti's story. All right? Now, you know, John Cappelletti wasn't, I don't know, Michael G. won the Heisman Trophy, for goodness sakes, but he wasn't Michael Jordan or some woo-woo-woo. But still, that story tied in with sports, and that was a very acclaimed movie. How does that not make the top 25? What do you think? There's a bunch on there that they got wrong.
Major League is not on the list. One of the funniest movies.
Yes.
Ever. And that clearly should be on the list. We could go all day delving into this. There are movies that, for whatever reason, people get very, Seabiscuit is one of them. There are people that will tell you that is one of the all-time great movies, and people that will tell you that's one of the all-time worst movies that's ever been made. I think some football fans get a little too caught up in the football scenes have to be realistic, and it's like
it's a movie.
How realistic can you? I will say some do a better job than others. Slapshot, by the way, should be way higher on the list. I think it was down around 20.
22.
It should be. That is also one of the funniest movies in the history of movies, not just sports movies. But Miracle, how Miracle isn't up there is troubling to me. There's, again, we could go.
Troubling.
Yes, I find that very, very troubling. The Blind Side is another one that now with the, some people absolutely love it. Some people think it went over the top with its hokiness and with some of the, I guess, political ramifications that have come out of it now. I would argue Brian's Song should be on that list. That was a classic.
Whatever. The Hollywood Reporter. An alleged expert put the list together.
Yeah, and everybody has different, there's not necessarily any right or wrong when it comes to those lists. It's like all personal preferences, and again, it is okay to like movies that other people don't like, and to the football. So I have some friends that are like, well, the football scenes were just not realistic in Remember the Titans. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say they were the most realistic football scenes I've ever seen. I don't think they were that unrealistic, though. Like, it didn't feel like this is, I don't know. I don't find it that... That off-putting, and the movie itself was, I thought, absolutely terrific. But again, there's a gazillion movies out there.
There is.
And some, I would argue, I tend to be more, I like my comedies, so I would have had Major League on there. I would have Caddyshack on there, because I think Caddyshack is one of the top three or four comedies ever made.
How about Happy Gilmore?
I am really looking forward. I still have not seen Happy Gilmore 2. Yeah, I am really looking forward to trying to check that out. Because I've heard very, very good things about the way they did Happy Gilmore, too. So,
yeah.
All right. So, folks, what do you think? All right. Your favorite sports movie. It didn't probably make this list. Anyway. And then again, before we take a break, controversy. All right. The Minnesota Vikings are doing something different this year. They've got two guys in their cheerleader group.
Yes,
and for some reason, this has people all worked up.
It sure does.
Two guys are in the cheerleader group. Now, granted, I don't know if it's every team, but most teams, I guess, it's not just, hey, you're leading cheers. They're out on the field, and they're doing dance numbers and all this other stuff. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders have been doing dance numbers for years. Interestingly, the Steelers, they absolutely will not have cheerleaders. Is that like a team rule, or just we just never got around to it?
Their focus is on football.
Okay, all right. But people are all wound up that there's two guys that are Vikings cheerleaders. Now, the Los Angeles Rams, they have a guy on their cheerleader squad. And I guess I'm wondering, what's the controversy here? Who cares? All right. If I go to the Penn State game, all right, in 8 days, for goodness sakes, down on the field, there's the cheerleaders. You got girls, you got guys. All right. And there they are. And they do things, lifts and moves and cheers and whatever it is. At the college level, nobody bats an eye if a guy is a cheerleader. All right. It's like, oh, cool. All right. But for some reason in pro football, we can't have guy cheerleaders? Why? Why not? I don't know. Before we take a break, I don't understand the controversy. Why are people so wound up about this? I don't get it. Okay, it's two guys on the squad. Let them go. I guess they had to pass the same test that the gals did, and you have to show your dance moves and all this other stuff. All right, they just don't throw a person in there. You got to do all the stuff. Well, if they can do all the stuff and they qualify, let them go. What's the problem? All right. So I, and again, some people being people, and they probably do this on social media. They get snarky and they throw out ridiculous comments. It's like, come on, give me a break. All right, don't do that. That's just dumb. Just stop. Let them go. Let's see how they do. If they keep up with the gals, fine. And just move on. All right, let's take a break. We've got more controversies. Oh, don't worry. Oh, we got more. All right. It's just that one. It's like, why is this a this is up with Sydney Sweeney's jeans. It's like, why was that a controversy? Notice, by the way, we're not talking about that anymore because it was a stupid controversy. Just stupid. And people, I think, finally started to realize how dumb it really was. Thank you. Now, we shouldn't have done it in the first place. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll have your calls. We'll have more controversies. Oh, my gosh. It's Scott and Brad Pitt, all right, this morning here on Let's Talk. What?
I just happened to look like him. I am not actually Brad Pitt. I am looking forward, though, to the big opening of the rebranded Cracker Barrel with the Vikings cheerleaders making a very special appearance. 98.7
The Fox. Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at the website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers,
15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Hey, make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings Event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings Event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
WFXX, your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, the phone line is open at 814-954-7266. High school football season gets underway tonight. 7 o'clock kickoffs at home for all five Center County schools.
Boys are back in town. Good choice.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good choice. I like that a lot. Yeah, I've been honored to be Penns Valley's voice for a long time. And boy, they couldn't have a tougher opener tonight. Bishop Guilfoyle, that's going to be a really tough game. Yes, Catholic school, and yes, they recruit. All right, can we just get this out of the way? All right, they do. They've got guys from who knows where. I had a friend tell me, I guess, some of Altoona's, like Altoona High, some of Altoona's top players now play for BG, which they can do. I mean, first off, it's in the same town, all right, Altoona. But, I mean, they're pulling guys from other places, all right, not necessarily just Altoona. So we'll see what my Rams do tonight. This could be a long night, all right. BG, you know, they've been in the playoffs every year because that's why. Anyway, so enjoy the games tonight if you're headed out. Again, 814-954-7266. All right, where do we start? Again, I've got so many notes here, I could be here tomorrow. Till tomorrow, that is. All right, we didn't mention this. All right, let's go politics because you people love politics. Yes, you do. Earlier this week, Stacey Garrity announced she's running for governor next year. Now, she's the Republican state treasurer, twice elected, so she's won elections, and she's won them by big margins. And there's been talk for a long time. In fact, I think what Garrity holds a record for the most number of votes for a state office or something like that. There's been a lot of talk. Is she maybe going to run for governor against Josh Shapiro? Obviously, we know he's already running on the Democrat side, the incumbent governor. So they're going to go at it, apparently. Well, first off, you got to win a primary, okay? And this will be interesting. Now, of course, the primary will be next spring. I swear, this would be an interesting just test, all right? Again, this is sort of Penn State move-in weekend, so tons and tons and tons of people are coming to State College here over the next 3 days to move the kiddies back to school or move them into school and so on. If I just sort of went downtown and I randomly picked, I don't know, 10 people, and I had a picture, excuse me, if I had a picture of Stacey Garrity, and I would say, do you know who this is? I would almost bet money that 9 of 10 would be like, I don't know. Is it an actress? Is she?
I think that would be right.
Is she a singer? It's like, does she work here at Penn State or something? I bet 9 out of 10 people. I bet if I use the name, I would say, have you ever heard of Stacey Garrity? I bet 8 out of 10 at least would be like, I have no idea who that is. All right. So, on the Republican side, of course, they desperately want to get the governor's mansion back here in a couple of years. And now you got Josh Shapiro, who, of course, was up for vice president last year. Remember that whole dance last summer? And I remarked at the time, and again, I'm dumb as a brick, but some things are just so obvious. When Shapiro was not chosen by Kamala Harris, that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to Josh Shapiro, was not being tied into that last year. Tim Walz was tied into it, and the rest is history. All right, the governor of Minnesota, crash and burn. That would have been Shapiro, probably, crash and burn. And so the best thing that happened to him was getting passed over by that crew last summer, early last fall. It makes for an interesting race. Now, here's the thing. If you're really into state politics, okay, you remember Doug Mastriano. He was the Republican candidate in the last election, 2022. He went down in flames, all right? He lost by 15 points back in 22. There is this rumor, there is this floating, will Mastriano try again? Now, he was, and still is, a big Trump guy, which I think worked against him back in 22. Trump now, of course, reelected. Surprise! And so, now all of a sudden, it's like, you've got Republicans rushing, yeah, I'm with Trump, blah, 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 okay. Even if you are, you aren't, whatever. I'm with Trump. So could Mastriano try to make a comeback? And from various things that I've read, the state Republican, you know, yahoos, poobahs, big important people, they really would like Mastriano to kind of go away. Why don't you just be a state senator and be good with that? All right? Just how about not doing that again? Hey, look at Stacey Garrity. Oh, she's great. Nobody knows who she is, but she's great. Watch this. Over the next, not a year, watch this over the next 6 months to see where this goes. And will anybody else on the Republican side, will anybody else, that old line, throw their hat in the ring? I'm thinking now that Garrity has thrown her hat in the ring, if she wears a hat, that might be it, except maybe for Mastriano, which would make for a very interesting primary next. What is that, May? Next May? Would make for a very interesting primary next year. Mastriano and Garrity. Now, Mastriano's not made any announcements, none of that stuff, but the rumor mill being what it is, just churning right there. Like, come on, he might try it again. Trump is president again. He might go for it again.
Oh,
now, I think Garrity has sort of embraced Trump. Like, yes, I'm a supporter of the president. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, it would be almost suicide at this point to come out and say, no, no, the guy's a bum. Right, right, right. All right. The so-called never Trumpers. All right. You don't hear much from those folks anymore. Interesting. They've kind of disappeared. They've kind of gone quiet. They're still out there. I'm sure they're still out there, but they've gone very quiet. By the way, of course, we still don't have a state budget. My friend Brad Pitt's favorite subject here. I tell you what, this is getting bad. Schools are waiting for money, and they have to rejigger their finances. School libraries are waiting for money. They have to rejigger their finances. Bus like CATA and bus mass transit outfits, they're supposed to get, they're waiting for their money. They're all rejiggering their finances to pay the bills right now. This is nuts. It's been 2 months. You want to go on?
You know what we need is we need like a state law that says you have to have the budget in by a certain date. That's what we need, Scott.
Yeah, that'll solve the problem.
Yeah, let's just have a hard and fast date where it's like let's just codify it. Put it into the law that you have to do this by this date.
Pick a date.
And then,
Then. What date? What should it be? Pick a date.
You know, at this point, how about we establish a new one?
A new date?
And yes.
Okay.
And we go with August 22nd, moving forward. What do you say, kids?
That would be today. Today.
Huh? I'll be a son of a gun. Is that today?
Well, we're waiting. Now, again, you know, most people don't get, if you will, state funding. But again, those ones I mentioned, schools, libraries, mass transit, other particular groups that get some kind of state funding, everything's essentially on hold until the legislature finally figures out whatever the heck they want to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been down this road before. It's become rather regular now. And I can imagine being in those situations like a school district. All right? They're waiting for the state funding like, okay, we're waiting, waiting, waiting. And so whatever money they have on hand, like in savings or something, they've got to pull it out and they move it around to make sure all the bills get paid and school starts next week and all this stuff. Got to make sure everybody gets paid. La, 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 la. If your school district's in solid footing, okay, you can go on this for a while. If your school district's maybe a little shaky, then you've got a problem. All right? And I can imagine that's a big-time headache in a lot of administrative offices here in recent weeks, because they certainly figured this was going to be done by now, and frankly, it's just sort of sitting there. It's just, okay, yep. Guys and gals, you got to decide, like, come on. So, now, could Garrity fix that? Who knows? I got a quote here from Garrity. She had a statement earlier this week. She said that she will bring jobs back, strengthen our economy, and make Pennsylvania more affordable for families in every corner of the state. Okay, that sounds great.
That does sound great. Let's do it.
That could come out of the mouth of any gubernatorial candidate. Let's see where this goes. What Garrity needs to do over these next four months, is she needs to go on a publicity campaign. She really does. And I'm assuming that is what she and her group are going to do. She needs to, like, go all over the state and essentially introduce herself, even though she is the two-time state treasurer. She's won twice. We've never had her on the program. You know, who knows what the future holds? I don't know. She's had great success. I mean, we have had this topic on. The state treasury is sitting on a pile of unclaimed property. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars somehow of unclaimed property from around Pennsylvania. When something somehow goes unclaimed, like, I don't know, a life insurance policy or stuff, I guess, right? Stuff. Somebody has died and so on, and nobody's taken the stuff. Somehow it ends up with the state treasury. Well, the state treasury wants to give this stuff to the appropriate people. And I think I've shared this story. Was this earlier this year or last year? I can't remember now. There's a website out there where you can kind of search. I mean, if you do a web search for Pennsylvania State Treasury, probably that would be enough. Pennsylvania State Treasury, and look for a link for unclaimed property. There's a website dedicated to this. And on a whim, months ago now, I kind of went on like, okay, let's see if there's anything in here for me. And I figured, okay, this is ridiculous. And I do a search, and my mother's name pops up on the screen. Now, my mother passed away 5 years ago. And her name pops up on the screen. The state treasury has something that was my mother's. And I contact my two siblings. I'm like, did you guys know this? And they're like, no, we have no idea what that is. So right now I'm kind of in a holding pattern. Had to get my mother's death certificate. I had to prove that I am who I am. I'm her son and so on, and my siblings. And so I'm waiting to, you know, to kind of hear stuff like, okay, guys, you want to tell me whatever it is you have of my mom's? Is it $10? Is it $1 million? I'm pretty sure it's not $1 million.
Be cool if it was.
Oh, be bing, bing.
Now we're getting somewhere.
My mom was 92 when she passed. I'm pretty sure it's not $1 million. It's probably more like $10. And so I'm assuming this is going to turn out to be much ado about nothing. Eventually, hopefully sometime this fall, we're going to finally hear back from them. I'm like, okay, you've proven yourself. Here it is. And I'll be underwhelmed. But again, Stacey Garrity has run that, has gotten lots of kudos. Like, she's run the state treasury very, very well.
Yeah.
Now, that's the state treasury. That's not necessarily the governor's mansion. All right. Or being the governor. Now, there have been, I mean, Josh Shapiro was the state. What was he? Oh, shoot. Auditor General? Is that what Shapiro was when he first ran? Not Attorney General. Auditor. What?
No, he was Attorney.
Attorney General. Okay, I'm getting my A words mixed up. All right. Attorney Generals have run, I guess Auditor Generals have probably run too. Probably State Treasurers have run in the past. So you get one of these high so-called row offices, and if you do well with them, it's like the next step. It's like a stepping stone. The next step is, bing, the big one, the governor. All right? And so Garrity is going to give it a whirl. But what she needs to do over these next, before 2026, she needs to do it this fall, between like now and New Year's, is to go on a statewide publicity tour to introduce herself to everybody, maybe especially just introduce herself to Republicans. Like, here I am, here's who I am, here's what I stand for, la, la, la. Because, again, if I did that random survey, like today on College Avenue, Allen Street Gates, if I pulled over 10 people, nearly all of them like, who's that? Who's that person? Eh? And again, Shapiro, again, 2028, got to run for president. He's one of the top dudes on the Democrat side. So this is a must-win for him, obviously. Yes, Kamala Harris, when you lose and lose badly, you're probably done. You probably don't want to try again. Just a suggestion. Just a common sense suggestion.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, let's take a break right here. We're going to come back. Yes, of course we have Donald Trump news. Some good, some weird. All right, just bizarre. By the way, you can chime in, all right? When we come back from our break, we'll give you the phone number. We'd love to hear from you. It's Let's Talk here on 98.7 The Fox on a Football Friday. And we'll come right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe, I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. And make sure you visit them at the Center County Grange Fair. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer. Plus, 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick connect loader and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's talk here on a fabulous, a fantastic Friday edition. Once again, the phone line is available for you at 814-954-7266. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big program this morning. Folks, today is National Never Been Better Day. If you've waited for a Never Been Better Day to enjoy the unconditional love of your canine companions, the beans, today is your day. Just like the ever-joyful pets, the day casts away the worries and spreads enthusiasm for life. The celebration encourages both the spirit of generosity and sharing the joys of life with delight. Go out into the world with your family pet and plant the bean of love wherever you go. Share it generously like dogs do when they care for us when we are sick or sad.
What does that have to do with
bean? It has never been better day.
B-E-A-N.
Bean. That is correct.
What's that have to do with pets?
It's the
They're the little beans. Beans. Okay. All right. So, anything else?
Bean is it was a therapy dog who spread joy everywhere.
Oh, that was the name of a dog.
Went. That is correct.
Oh, well, I've never heard of this one.
You can help someone by sharing your time, talent, or treasure, or just go out and play with somebody today.
I mean, I was going to go home and grab a couple of cans of kidney beans and dance around or something.
It is National Tooth Fairy Day as well. Uh-oh. Celebrate the Tooth Fairy in your life. And it is National Pecan or Pecan Tort or Torte or something.
Tort.
Tort. Go celebrate with pecans. We've had a lot of pecan celebrations.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In the last week.
Is this pecan?
So.
Pecan. Is this pecan
must
week?
Be. Wow. It is pecan week, yes, it absolutely is. Go out and enjoy. By the way, tomorrow is National Cuban Sandwich Day.
Oh.
Not a bad way to spend
the day. Hey,
there's
a stand at the Grange Fair that makes those. They're great.
Also happens to be National Sponge Cake Day tomorrow. Ooh. And it is also Find Your Inner Nerd Day tomorrow. Some of us don't have to look all that
hard. I was going to say, where am I supposed to look?
Just say.
I'm looking down. Okay. That's
readily available.
Just look back up. All right. Hey, up here. All right, there we go. All right, come on, folks. Jump in. The water's warm. 814-954-7266. Yes.
By the way, Little League World Series will wrap up this weekend in South Williamsport. If you missed the action yesterday, Aruba beat Venezuela. 3-1.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
It'll be Aruba and Taiwan, Chinese Taipei, squaring off in the international championship game tomorrow. Today's an off day from game activity. Lots of other things going on. But the international championship game will be up tomorrow. And again, it'll be Taiwan going against Aruba, and then the U.S. title game will have Fairfield, Connecticut taking on Las Vegas, Nevada. Nevada got a big come-from-behind win over Irmo, South Carolina, 5-3 yesterday. Garrett Gallegos hit a three-run homer for the come-from-behind victory. He hit that in the sixth inning to give Las Vegas the come-from-behind win. So, again, Las Vegas and Fairfield, Connecticut will meet for the U.S. championship. The winners of Saturday's games will meet for the Little League World Series championship on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Go with Taiwan and Connecticut.
Seems that neither have lost yet, so
I mean,
they would be the favorites.
I mentioned this yesterday. Aruba is this little tiny island in the Caribbean. It's only 69 square miles.
It's a wonderful vacation spot.
I assume the rules are if you're on the Aruba team, you have to actually be from Aruba, right?
I think that is
you can't bring in players from like other islands or something. I just can't imagine that Aruba has gotten this far considering the size of their island. It's just not that many people there. That they have enough kids. No, I shouldn't say they have enough kids to field a team. Already they do, but it's incredible. I mean, they're my Cinderella. They're Cinderella. That's the Cinderella team right there, Aruba. Taiwan, I expect. All right, they always play great baseball over there. Connecticut, that just looks good.
Someday there will be a movie made about the Aruban Little League team, and it'll vault into the top five on the Hollywood Reporter's all-time great sports movies list.
The Bad News Bears, by the way, did make that top 25 list. Remember the Bad News Bears?
I love
the original Bad News Bears.
Yeah, I did enjoy that.
There we go.
Original with Walter Matthau. It was a good. Good film. A little more, I will say, we went to watch it with the Mad Turtle a few years ago, and I'm like, ooh, this is... I didn't realize at the time how much kind of inappropriate stuff
spicy,
is really in there for, like, young kids. It's like, oh, yeah. I mean, funny, age-appropriate.
Actually, there's a movie, The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
Remember the Mighty Ducks hockey movie?
I remember the Mighty Ducks.
That was a good movie, and then they made sequels from it. That didn't make the top 25 either.
Ugh.
Anyway. All right, 814-954-7266. If you'd like to chime, we'd love for you to chime. All right, Donald Trump, good news, bad news. It's always good news, bad news with this guy.
Is it?
Let's start with the bad news. Well, yeah. I consider this to be bad news, okay?
All right.
Now, again, Trump loves social media. Oh, he loves it. Of course, he has his own channel called Truth Social. All right? That's the Donald Trump channel. I still wonder to this day, is he the guy posting, or does he have a couple of, like, social media mavens that do the posting for him? That he goes to them and says, you know what, this is what I'm thinking today. And then it's actually another person that does this posting with lots of words and caps and other crazy liners that are in there. Is that really Trump? I mean, the President of the United States. I mean, seriously, he pulls out his phone or something and posts every now and then. Or does he have somebody do it for him? I still think he has somebody that does it for him. I could be wrong. But anyway, so earlier this week on Truth Social, he announces he's going to, quote, he wants to get rid of mail-in ballots and electronic voting machines by next year's elections. All right. Again, how is this still out there? That he's making claims, again, this is mail-in ballots and electronic voting machines, those two in particular. Claimed earlier this week they are highly inaccurate. He wants to, quote, help bring, in all caps, honesty to the 2026 midterm elections. Folks, we've been at this now for how many years? Now, occasionally you see a story of some person, some overzealous person, trying to stuff a ballot box or... they heisted ballots, I don't know, like stole them or something like that. Occasionally we see a story about a person who tried some kind of a stunt. And then we find out and they get busted. All right, good. They should get busted. And that's it. This highly inaccurate is wrong. It's not true. And I'm scratching my head like he keeps on this. Now, if you're a longtime listener of this show, I've mentioned, I'm not a fan of mail-in ballots. I'm not. I never will be. Number one, I think for voting, you need to go to a polling place. Show your face in the place. All right? I don't care who you are. It's not that hard to get to a polling place. And if you have difficulties, trust me, there is somebody that will get you to a polling place if you simply ask them. All right, this is not some terrible thing. We've been doing it this way for well over 200 years. People went to polling places to go vote. Mail-in ballots could be cheated with if somebody really, really tries hard, but on a mass scale, no. No, that's not true. Electronic voting machines, they're not hooked up to the internet, okay? They're not, there's no way to like bust into them. It's just, this has been proven. There's no way to do it. Now, if they were hooked up to the internet, okay, I'd be worried. Like, okay, hackers, all that sort of thing. That's not the way it works. And so this stuff is total bull. Now, can the president do what he claims he wants to do? And I think the answer is no. When it comes to voting, it's up to each individual state how they handle their voting. All right? So for us, it's coming out of Harrisburg. How they handle voting across Pennsylvania. Now, if a state would go do something, I don't know, wild, some crazy idea, Congress apparently has some power that they could override that state's law or maneuver, okay? Congress has the power, not the president. Now, could Trump try to, you know, do some strong-arming since Republicans control Congress? Yeah, he could try. Like, you should do something about this. But, folks, there's no fraud. There's no fraud. It's been proven over and over, and he still goes at it. I'm mystified by this. All right, that's the bad news.
Yeah.
Now the good news. And I'm when I heard this story yesterday, I actually clapped my hands. Like, yes, thank you. All right, there was that ruling in New York about, you know, Trump and his family and so on, you know, doing fraud and to get better, you know, loans and business deals and so on. And this judge, very interesting looking fellow, made a ruling that it was all true. He's guilty, and Trump has to pay over $500 million in penalties. $500 million in penalties. We talked about that on the show when this came out. I said, this is one of the most outrageous things I've ever seen. All right, this is one of these court cases, and we see them from time to time, where somebody sues somebody, and somebody is guilty, and then there's the penalties phase, and millions of dollars is supposed to be handed to the other person. I mean, this is lawsuit palooza. I mean, it's insane. It's nuts. And so this $575 million judgment was insane. And yet this judge did it with a straight face. Well, kind of straight face. Mm. Yesterday, an appeals court in New York threw it out. Now, they did not throw out the ruling, because the accusation was is that Trump and his sons and family, whatever, they artificially inflated their worth so that they could get better loans and deals from banks. Remember, these guys, you know, built buildings in the Trump organization. They built hotels and sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Banks all came out and said they were ripped off by Trump. Oh, wait.
No, that,
no, nobody
no.
said
yes,
that, they were harmed at all.
Yeah, actually, that is
a true victimless, quote-unquote, crime.
That is true. That is true. All right. There's not one bank
of the things we could be wasting our time on. we're going to go after somebody for an alleged crime in which there is literally no victim. Where the alleged victims all lined up to say we are completely satisfied and think this was great. Oh, by God, we're going to bring justice. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Not one bank lost any money.
Not a dime.
Everybody made money.
Everybody, completely happy.
Everybody made money. So that was part of this crazy story. All right. This was
a big part of that crazy story.
Come on. No matter if you love the guy, hate the guy, whatever, this was a Donald Trump hatchet job. That's what it was. Now, yesterday, an appeals court didn't throw out the ruling. Officially, Trump and sons and whatever are still, quote, guilty of what they did, but the $500 million got tossed. Because the realization is, okay, this was a political vendetta. It's so damn obvious. Anybody can see it. What the heck was this judge thinking in league with the, Attorney General of New York? Well, we know what they were thinking. It was a hatchet job. It was a hatchet job. So obvious. Well, it took an appeals court yesterday to throw it all out. Now, it is expected that the Attorney General lady from New York is going to appeal. Because that's what you do when you're a lawyer. You just appeal things when you lose. Okay. But again, it was like $500 million penalty. It's like, oh my God. Even if they are guilty of sin, $500 million, that's outrageous. That's just insane. Can we get the message across to some of these other courts and judges around out there? Stop doing this. All right? If somebody's guilty, okay. Penalties, okay. A reasonable penalty. Not an outrageous penalty. Because the outrageous penalties, all they do is line the pockets of lawyers. Oh, I just made somebody really angry. Well, I'm terribly sorry, but it's true. That's all it is. All right, lawyers make enough money. They don't need to do this stuff. And then, all right, before we take a break, the collective we, you and me, regular folks, really, us, have got to do something about this. These federal judges around the country where one person gets up on their legal high horse and makes a ruling that has nothing to do with them, and they make a sweeping ruling. Here we go yesterday, all right, down in Florida, all right, we got this illegal immigrant camp, which is called Alligator Alcatraz, ha, 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 because it's in the middle of the Florida Everglades, yuck, okay, whatever. And they put it together rather quickly, and it's a big facility, and when they pick up, I guess, illegal immigrant criminals or whatever, they take them there, and then eventually they get deported to someplace, okay. Federal judge orders yesterday, okay, stop. No more people going to Florida, and you have to dismantle the facility in the next 2 months. One federal judge from somewhere can make this ruling. Folks, we have, the politicians maybe won't get around to it. Literally, I don't care if we're Republican, Democrat, left, right, up or down. This has got to stop. Where one judge can make this sweeping ruling on whatever they want. And that's, we've seen it multiple times. This has got to stop. Now, you're nodding your head.
Yep.
You're in agreement. If you're a staunch Democrat, you should be agreeing with this. Forget, that ruling benefits me. Forget that. Put it aside. Because later on, when things inevitably switch and change, then some Republican federal judge will, and you'll be like, I can't believe that. Well, if you had helped us back here coming up with new rules that a federal judge cannot do that. We have got to get a hold on this. This is nuts. And especially in recent years, I mean, I suppose this has happened forever, but it's really been weaponized in recent years, hasn't it? Yes. This has got to stop for the benefit of the entire country, no matter what leaning you have. I mean, will this be appealed? There's that word again. Of course it will be, because it's a stupid ruling. All right? Has nothing to do with this judge. Everything is going properly and smoothly. It is. Now, I know over in Phillipsburg, they're going to have this protest on Sunday because of the facility that they have over there. And there are people there. Now, again, Phillipsburg is on the center Clearfield County line. This is on the Clearfield County side. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. It's on the Clearfield County side. So Clearfield, I guess the county commissioners over there, went to this facility. Remember, there was a suicide there recently, which is terrible. That's horrible. And they went to the facility, and they checked it out, and they came back, and they said, everything looks fine. They're doing what they say they do. Everything is going smoothly. People are not being mistreated. So we're not going to close it down. And one reason, of course, they're not going to close it down, there's hundreds of people who work there. What, they're just going to up and close that down? No. So they're having a protest, some people on Sunday. They want to close down the facility. Folks, I hate to say we need these facilities, but we do. We do. Let's take our call.
Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Good morning. This is Chuck O calling in.
Chuck O. Go ahead.
Hey, I was driving by the stadium this morning, and they have the West Holm and it parts of the by the wall that says the Pennsylvania State University,
right,
where everybody gets their pictures. They have it West Shore Holm Shore Stadium. They have most of it painted, it doesn't say stadium up there, but they've got to the E done, and they're continuing to put shore in. So that's up there. It's not going to say stadium, but
no, it
seems like a.
It's officially West Shore Home Field at Beaver Stadium. All right. And yes, they're putting up a lot of signage because the West Shore Home people have forked up a lot of money, and part of that deal is you get the signage. And yep. So they get it.
Yep.
There it is.
I want to weigh in on the sports movies. I like the fact that you mentioned about Slapshot. I was I went to the University of New Hampshire, and there was a guy in that movie that used to play hockey for UNH, and he's the guy that I forget what is that. He was in the movies Rookies, but in that movie, he was the one that did the striptease on the ice.
Ooh,
and. If you remember that, but
hope he got paid enough. So okay,
yeah, he's it's well, you know, there's a lot of funny lines in that, like who owned the Chiefs. But unless you're a fan of that movie, you wouldn't get that reference.
Now, Slapshot made that top 25 listing. They're in there, not very high, but they're in there.
Well, I always thought one of the best movies ever was called It Happens Every Spring. Have you ever heard of that movie?
No.
It's made in the 30s or the 40s, but it was about this wacky chemistry professor that made this solution that if you pitch the ball, the ball would jump over the bat. So it's a great love story, but I always loved that movie. But anyway.
Wait, well, hold on. What's that movie called again?
It Happens Every Spring.
All right, we'll have to look that one up. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's a great old. I think it's black and white, it's a great old time baseball, and I guess he wins the World Series at the end, and so. But it's cheating, you know. it's about cheating.
He's thrown a spitball, like the ultimate spitball. Okay.
Right, but. He runs out of the stuff that was like a liquid that you could put on the baseball, and every time you threw it, it jumped over the bat, so the guy would strike out.
Jumped over the bat.
All right, yeah,
I got to check this out. It jumps over the bat. Okay.
All right. Well.
All right. We've got to move on. Actually, we appreciate your call. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We got to take a break here, and then we're going to wrap things up. It Happens Every Spring. I'm going to look that up here during the break. Not familiar with that one. All right. Hey, folks, we're not done. No. Stay tuned. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
It's Grange Fair season, and Clearwater Swimming Pool Company is bringing the hot deals to the fair. Stop by our booth and explore our full lineup of hot spring spas, built for comfort, performance, and year-round relaxation. During the Grange Fair only, save up to $1,000 on select models. Plus, get 50% off accessories like cover lifts, handrails, and ozones. Every tub includes a free cover and step, so you're soaking in serious value. Visit Clearwater at the Grange Fair and bring comfort and relaxation to your very own backyard.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Hey, a couple of minutes remaining on our Friday edition of Let's Talk.
All right, we found the movie. I've never heard of this movie. It Happens Every Spring. Came out in 1950. All right, I think the caller said 30s, 40s. It is in black and white, but from 1950. Ray Milland is the star of the movie, and I'm looking at Wikipedia. Love Wikipedia. A college professor is working on a long-term scientific experiment when a baseball comes through the window, destroying all of his glassware, spilling the fluids in his flasks and test tubes. The pooled fluids, like on his tabletop, combine to form the chemical methyl ethyl propyl butyl. I think I pronounced that right.
What now?
Methyl ethyl propyl butyl, which then covers the baseball. The professor then discovers that the fluid, along with any object which it makes contact, is repelled by wood. Ah, there you go. It jumps over the bat. Now, of course, in these days, especially, what, college ball, this wouldn't work, would it? They all use metal bats, don't they, in college ball, high school ball?
No.
Only the pros use wooden bats anymore. Suddenly, he realizes the possibilities, takes a leave of absence to go to St. Louis to pitch in the big leagues, where he becomes a star and propels his team to the World Series.
There you go.
Now, apparently in 1950, the umpires didn't check the baseballs because...
Guess not.
At some point, a ball gets tossed for a brand new ball. So, I don't know, the guy's got a flask of this ethyl... What's it called? Methyl ethyl propyl butyl. So he would have to put it on every baseball he throws. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to see the movie to see how Ray Milland pulls this off. All right? So we may do a movie review sometime. So stay tuned for that. Methyl, ethyl, propyl, butyl. Actually, in this thing, penicillin. All right? We all know what penicillin is, right? Penicillin was discovered by total accident. If you didn't know that, it was a fluke. Something was left out like one day or one night or something like that. And when they come back the next day, they notice, what is this? And it turns out it's penicillin. And when they realize what it can do, whoa, total fluke. Penicillin was a total fluke. So I don't know, methyl ethyl, maybe we can pull that off. Hey, enjoy the Grange Fair. Beautiful day today. Enjoy the football games tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Getting my announcer voice all warmed up.
We'll talk to you Monday.
We'll have a terrific weekend.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Hey.